Good afternoon, faculty. Summer school is over, and the last of the kids have finally left campus. So that means we are in our teacher workshop week before our final summer break. Now, staff, I want to remind you that we are here to learn the best techniques for our students. But since we're the only ones listening to this announcement, remember, tequila shots will be available on the quad from 2 p.m. on. I'll see you there. Yeah, I know, Butler, I know it's time for vacation, but come on. After the year that our faculty had, they deserve all the free liquor I can give them.
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Okay, ladies, look, this is your one chance to make it in America. You have to work very hard. You have to make sure that you are keeping up with all the trends. You are taking care of yourself and being, how does Beyonce say, an independent woman. So this, we will do a mock interview. To make sure that you are ready to go out into the world. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was looking for an answer and you did that, so you passed that one. Okay. First up, we have Janet. Janet Demers.
Yeah. I'm here.
Janet, yes, you look very nice. I saw that you got ready for today in this interview, so I am pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm here.
I would like you to, it says here that your favorite thing to do is jump rope.
Love it.
And that you also are a collector of teddy bears.
Huge fan.
Great. And also, maybe you can describe to me what you ate for breakfast, because I seem not to get a lot of conversation from you.
I'm not like great at public speaking, but okay. So I started off with, I made a smoothie with, I put some pickles in it on accident instead of peanut butter, and that was just a bad way to start the day.
Oh, Janet. Oh.
And then I spilled it on my jump rope, my favorite jump rope. And then I went to dry it off on a towel, and it was a teddy bear.
Oh, Janet.
And then I came here.
Okay. I see. You're having a very bad day. I see. Okay. Look, I give you a free pass for today.
Free pass like for you what? To... Is it have, like, can I get a free beignet over at the bakery, or?
I am not giving up no free beignets! Now, I would like you to tell the next lady in line to come in for an interview with Madame.
Okay. Rutabaga, you're up.
Oui, hello, I am Rutabaga. I am here for my interview.
Ah, Rutabaga, yes, my prize, my darling.
Oui.
So, Rutabaga, when you are getting interviewed for real, you will have to describe to them one of your biggest talents. So could you please explain to me your biggest talent?
Yes, my biggest talent is juggling chainsaws on fire while standing upon striding chihuahuas.
Ooh! Rutabaga, I did not know that you added the chihuahua to your talent.
I was afraid it was getting boring.
Oh, yes, I see. Excitement. You are always going for the next best thing.
The next best thing, yeah, sweet.
Yes, lovely, lovely. And now let's do a hypothetical situation.
I am ready.
Today you are asked to go out to a dinner somewhere, and you are feeling like you need to change your outfit, but there's nowhere to change your outfit. What kind of a solution would you find?
The first thing I would do is try to find an alleyway or someplace I could go to do like a superhero quick change.
Uh-huh, yes.
Sneak into the alleyway, sometimes the phone booth, but you know, everybody now has the phone booths now. So perhaps I would go say, pardon me, I must go powder my nose. Come back, full gown.
And that's why you are my favorite. It's as simple as that.
Thank you.
You are very super girl, I think.
Oui, yes.
Very much my super girl. Yes. Okay, very good. Can you send in the next lady and let me know just a little bit about her? I do not think I know the next girl.
It is Bianca Lachaise.
Uh-huh, yes.
Bianca is the one who believes that she can change the world through the power of positive bicycling.
Oh, yes.
Oui.
Okay.
Hi. I just want to be full disclosure here, and I like it to be pronounced Bianca.
Yes. Okay. Bianca.
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 It's a very flat A. Bianca. Yes.
Bianca.
That's close enough.
Yes. Well, I do have to say sometimes making confident your own name to someone else, sometimes you just need to kind of roll the punches because they don't know how to say your name in another country. So just be open.
Okay, punch them if they don't say it correctly. Got it.
Well,
understood.
Okay, so you are a tough girl then.
Yes, Bianca the Tough. That's what they call me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bianca the Tough. Yes, mm-hmm. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, now yes. Tell me, Bianca, if you were going to be in a situation where maybe there was somebody is going to hurt you.
Ha
ha.
Sure. Well, that's when I turn from Bianca the Tough to Brutal Bianca. Yes. I do keep rolled up magazines in my purse, and they are perfect for swatting.
Flies.
People.
Oh.
Especially people who don't say my name correctly. Bianca.
Bianca.
There you go. See, I can put the rolled up magazine back.
Yes, you are very intimidating. I like that about you. I think that
you
will survive very well when you go over there.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Excuse me, madam.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we do need to set this room up for the next birthday party that's coming in here at Chuck E. Cheese. You do have just 2 minutes left.
Okay. Thank you, okay. Raja, for letting me rent out your fine establishment one more time.
It's just a room at Chuck E. Cheese. It's our party room. We still have people here, but yes, you're very welcome, and you've been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, ladies. Now, get on your wedding dresses. We will now go into the cheese.
Ma, I want my presents now.
So, you got the stuff?
Yeah, I got the stuff. What kind of schmuck do you think I am?
You managed to find the stuff. Here? That's amazing.
No, I did not find it here. I had it shipped in. I know a guy, right?
Let's see it.
Tell you what, first, close your eyes. There you go.
They're closed. Let me see it.
Here, take a whiff. Take a whiff of these.
Other than that weird funk, it smells delightful.
Yeah, that funk is where we live.
That makes sense.
That delightfulness.
I was afraid that's how you smuggled them in here.
Only a few. The long stem ones, don't think so. These are premium, grade A, long stem roses, dethorned.
Well, I imagine the dethorn was, you know, get rid of the contraband, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good, look. I know you've been wondering why I asked you to get a dozen long-stem roses here for me in the prison yard.
I figured, you know, you have your reasons, but if you're willing to share, I'm all ear.
Well, let me just put it this way. I asked you to get these for me for a very special reason.
Well, hit me. Come on, hit me with your best shot.
All right, Red. You know, I don't do this every day, but I need you to take these to my mother.
Over in cell block C?
Over in cell block C.
I can do that for you. Jeez, if you had told me that from the beginning, I just would have taken them there the first place. Now I gotta shove them back up.
Red, do you honestly think that I would have you give these flowers to my mother without me first personally inspecting the merchandise?
You are a connoisseur. Well, of merchandise.
I'm a con of merchandise.
Yeah, you are. All right, now help me get these back in my wallet.
Cut to cell block C.
So what did that moron send you in here for now?
Mrs. Pinkerton.
Yeah?
These are from your son. Hang on.
Okay. There we go. There's one. Oh, no, not completely dethorned. Two. Hang on. I got about eight more. All right. They're supposed to be red.
I-22.
And that's when I told him it doesn't matter. It's not real gambling. Why are you leading a picket charge?
G-27.
Did he care? No. All he did was just walk by saying, "Not in our town." I mean, get over it.
O-52.
I just wish he'd listen. I mean, I'm in here enjoying myself, maybe winning a little cash, if you will. And next thing you know, he's outside protesting. I gotta drive him home. Do you know how embarrassing that is for me?
N-33.
Mom, I can't believe you're in here.
Here he is.
Do you know what I've been fighting for outside? And you have the gall to step foot in this dank church basement?
Harry, do you know what I've been fighting for the last hour? B-17. He never called it. I just want to get this done and over with. Go outside and play with your friends.
B-7.
Rush! See what you made him do?
And it looks like Alice has bingo. Oh. Congratulations, Alice.
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry to interrupt, Alice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But I got to say a few things. And I brought a few of my friends in. And we're going to tell you what we really think about church bingo and why it's wrong for our town.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's wrong. We're going to shut this down.
Oh, Rochelle. Harry, do tell.
Rochelle, give them that speech that you were giving out front.
Oh, that wasn't an invitation.
Yeah, well, you know what? Heck no, B-I-N-G-O. Heck no, B-I-N-G-O. For this town, okay? Look at you guys in this dank, moldy basement with your daubers, wasting all this ink. Ink is in short supply in this world, and you have tables coated with paper from trees, and you're gambling hard-earned money for toasters and you don't see the error of your ways. And we may be like young people, but we believe that we are the children of the future. So teach us well and help us lead the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Rochelle. It was really empowering. And right. Can't help but notice it went over my mom's head. Because she's just not about that life. She doesn't have morals.
Rochelle, Harry, there's a free space out in the parking lot. Why don't you plant yourself there, all right?
Sing the song. Harry, sing the song.
Harry, don't sing the song. Harry, don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
Sing it, Harry.
Don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
I will. I'll do alto. All right.
Everyone's asking for this, the song.
Can we make this quick? We need to get to game six. So
we got a song. We planned this.
We're going to change your mind.
We've been rehearsing it for weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Bingo.
Yeah. There was a band.
A band.
Called the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The best one. His name was Ringo.
What?
Every day you go to church and you spew your lingo. We don't want no more fucking bingo.
This is what you left Berkeley for?
It's very important to our community, Mom, that people stop playing bingo.
Open your minds to the arts.
Look. Harry, this is my only time during the week that I'm allowed to have some time for myself. I sit here in a basement with my godly friends with a dauber, $400 worth of paper in front of me, desperately hoping to win the cash. Do I ask for anything?
Start game six now.
No.
I'll talk really loud.
I don't ask for anything. The only thing I want to do is sit here, daub my numbers, and secretly drink the whiskey that I put in my water bottle. That's it.
G41.
There's drinking involved?
Of course there's drinking involved. B17!
Mom, why didn't you tell me sooner? I wouldn't have done this dumb protest if I knew there was drinking involved.
What, do you think I'd sit in a basement listening for numbers if I couldn't have some liquor with me? B-17!
B-18! B-18!
Ah, motherfucker!
All right, everyone, come on in. We're looking for a couple speaking roles for this commercial we're shooting next door. And I'm just going to give you a piece of paper and just come on up to the camera one at a time. Just read this simple line. And that's all we need from you. OK, we might give you a little feedback from our casting director, our producer, our director and head of catering might give you a little bit of feedback. But let's start with you right over there in the pink polo shirt. Yeah, come on up and just read that one line off your piece of paper.
Okay. Smiling hamburgers make me horny.
Okay, there's a lot to unwrap there. have you ever spoken before? That's my first question.
Out loud? Yes. But never publicly.
Okay. All right. No, I like, you kind of took it in a kind of a natural sort of kind of new to speaking kind of way, which I really liked. And if we have someone who's kind of new to Planet Earth, we'll definitely get you in the role. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Grab a cheese sandwich on your way out.
Oh, thank you. It's very generous.
Who's next? Who's next?
I am.
Yes. All right. Here's your piece of paper. You have a different line.
You there. Stop shoveling that Snickers bar into your mouth.
Ooh. was really good. Producer Jim, how did you feel about that?
It gave me the tingles.
That's huge coming from Producer Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, producer.
Weirdly, the director, we just call him Producer Jim.
Yeah, it's my Christian name. Producer
Jim. Excuse me, as the catering director here, I'm very excited about the way that you referenced the Snickers bar. But I just want to know, how bad do you want that Snickers bar that they're chewing with their mouth?
Ma'am. That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. And I think I want it as bad as I want a bath in turpentine.
Tingles.
Which if that isn't clear, is really bad.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank
turpentine
you so much.
Cleans underneath the nails. the fingernails and the toenails.
Mm. Well, excellent. Thank you for coming. And we'll definitely keep you in mind.
Great. Thank you. Here's my headshot for each of you.
Oh, one for each. Great.
Thank you
so much.
And I
Thanks.
Signed them.
Sure did. That's a signature, I guess.
All right. Let's bring in one more.
Hi. Okay.
And here's your line.
When do I go? Do I go now?
This time is fine, yeah.
Okay.
Just straight down the cannon.
Where do I look?
Yeah, just straight down the cannon.
Stand down the cannon. Okay. Whew, I'm a little nervous. I gotta get into character. Okay. All right, ready. Ew. This is far more gelatinous than I thought it would be. Do you want me to be like angry?
I'd really like to hear from our key grip on this one. See how they felt about that delivery.
It sounded really good to me.
Oh,
I liked the word gelatinous.
Me too.
And the way it sounded on the microphone.
Oh, hey, key grip.
Earphones. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Where are my car keys?
You're not getting them back.
No, his grip is ferocious.
Nope. They're gone. Okay. Sucker.
It's mine now.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming. Good luck taking a public transportation home. Right. Hey, do you guys mind if I kind of throw one out? Maybe, put my name in the runnings?
Oh, well,
sure.
I don't see why not.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but here, let me just grab one of these.
Okay, let me, hold on. Here's your paper.
Oh,
that's how it starts,
thank
yes.
I never fornicate before I've had a cool glass of Snapple brand iced tea.
Come over here and sit next to me on the couch.
Doctor, I can't move my arms. I mean, this sunburn is bad. I thought I was fine. I put sunblock on the top of my arms. I just didn't realize the sun reflected off of pool water.
Oh, yes, pretty bad. Yeah, I'll put some sunscreen on your bottom now.
But doctor... it stings a little.
It's
I don't
okay.
know why.
You should have done this first. It wouldn't sting now.
So this will help prevent it from getting more sunburned, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that. And I get to put it on your skin.
No, I appreciate that. The funny thing is that when you said on my bottom, I assumed you meant on the actual sunburn, not literally on my bottom. My bottom was covered with swim trunks. I'm good there.
Yeah, brown tail moth is really big in this place, so you have to cover your brown tail.
That makes sense. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Itch.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome. I watch out for you.
Oh, thanks. I
I mean, I'm worried about bringing this up, but could you tell me what else I have to worry about reflecting off of pool water?
Yes, laser beams.
Laser beams are a problem.
Off of water, yes, yes.
Off of what? Generally or in this area?
Pretty much everywhere. We just have more laser beams, so there's more here.
Oh.
But they don't reflect off of lava. They're good on good on lava. So stay close to lava. You'll be safe.
Wait, so you're saying I need to stay close to lava?
Only if you want to avoid the laser beams.
Doctor? Brings up a number of questions that I have for you.
I have two answers.
Okay, hopefully they match. I'm assuming the laser beams aren't natural lasers.
Correct, yes.
I'm assuming that they come from that big sinister mountain in the distance?
Yes, the mountain with the little sheet on it that goes and then there's a big hole in it.
That's the one I was talking about. Yeah, that is direct. That's the one I was talking about.
Yes, it's that one. That's where I live. It's my summer home.
Doctor?
Yes?
You live in the big mountain with the big retractable door and the giant laser beams that reflect off of water but not off lava.
In the summer. It's not winterized.
That makes sense. So I'm assuming that this is public service from being an evil mad scientist you're doing now, maybe?
It's a court mandated, yes. It's a court mandated.
That's good to know. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. And would you like a Dr. Pepper?
Hey Dasher fans, Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Hey, this is Bob. When I'm not being the headmaster at Balderdash Academy, I run Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment. At Sleuth's Mystery, we offer something different from your typical mystery experience. Our mysteries are crafted around the game and the experience as a whole. We blend characters, comedy, atmosphere, and a puzzle of a mystery for you to solve. Every show is unique, and every ending is different. At Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment, you can see the show, play the game, and solve the mystery. If you're in New England, contact us at sleuthsmystery.com for a killer time.
Welcome back to Goldfish Bowl. I'm your host, Veronica Folsom. Tonight, we have six contestants vying to get their product made to be into a television commercial. Tonight, I want you to welcome them with open arms as we swim around, but forget each of them after in the Goldfish Bowl. First off, we have Jameson Dixon.
Hello.
Jameson, welcome to the Goldfish Bowl.
Thanks. I just got here.
You made it to our semifinals.
I'm so excited.
You should be. Now tell us why your floofy television that spits should be made into the next Goldfish Bowl commercial.
My floofy television that spits should be the next commercial because, being goldfish, we like things that are wet. Right? So if you've got a television that spits, then you get wet.
Great, you are really selling this to everybody in the audience. Audience, what do you think?
Yeah! 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 I want to get wet! Do it.
That's not getting me wet! We have Marjorie Porridge.
Hey!
Marjorie Porridge, you almost shattered the goldfish bowl with that goldfish squeal. You're
sorry.
Excited.
Yes, I am.
Marjorie, welcome to Goldfish Bowl. You are up to tell us why your product should be made into the next television commercial. Now, you've brought to us a slinky shirt that cries.
I am a young woman, and I have worn my fair share of slinky shirts when I have gone out clubbing. And sometimes when you go out clubbing and you keep getting rejected and you keep getting rejected, sometimes you cry. And so this way, you can wear your slinky shirt and it cries for you and you don't have to.
Wow.
Thank you.
Audience likes it.
Yes!
Wow, Marjorie Porridge. And what do you envision the commercial being?
It's some like really, really hot girls like me, because I'm a hot girl, and we're all wearing slinky shirts. And first we're crying, but then we put the shirts on and we stop crying because the shirts are crying. And so then everyone's like, oh my God, those girls are so hot and they're so sad. So we just love them now.
It seems to be that the crowd is stunned.
Yes, I know. I was stunned by it too.
Marjorie Porridge, thank you so much for coming on to Goldfish Bowl.
You're so welcome. Here's your very own slinky crying shirt.
Oh, we do like free stuff. Here, put this out back. Save it for me. Great, thanks. Okay, next up we have Tommy Dorfus. Tommy Dorfus, welcome to Goldfish Bowl.
Holder.
Tommy Dorfus, now you're coming to us all the way from Ohio. Is that true?
Ohio. Just
home. Clever. Never heard that before. Okay, now, Tommy, you want to make a commercial for your product, a smelly tornado that gyrates. Why should your product get made into a commercial?
Well, I think everyone should buy my product, or else their homes will be destroyed by a tornado. Just a little Ohio humor.
Well, you are really selling it.
That's the whole pitch.
So I'm taking it that this is fear-based advertising that you're going for.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It's kind of blackmail in a way.
Interesting. Tommy, audience, thoughts?
Ooh.
Yes.
No.
Well,
there you go. Bye bye, stinky tornado today.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks
Tommy. Can somebody just do a background check real quick?
I'm going to go back to Cleveland.
Okay, next up. We have Nancy Shrew.
Nancy Shrew here, coming through.
Nancy, thank you so much for inviting on.
So glad to be here.
Bowl.
Nice.
Great.
Right? It's like a micro. Love it.
That's right. We're actually not allowed to say that name on our show. But we'll just bleep that out. We can bleep that out, right?
It's on the globe.
Yeah, we already dealt with a couple lawsuits, but that's fine. Welcome to Goldfish Bowl.
Wow.
Now you have a product that you think is deserving of being into a television commercial. Is that correct?
Definitely. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Now, audience, her product is a dangly turnip that snoots.
Listen, folks. When you're out in the garden, now I know this is a shrew going back many generations, that little tiny rodents can be detrimental to your garden. So haven't you always wished that you just had just the tiniest of turnips that could dangle? It could dangle.
Yeah, see? Can I get a witness? Amen. Oh, right. Dangling turnips.
I've been dreaming of this day for years.
See? Well, I'm here to answer all your prayers. Because, wow, may I please introduce you to the Nancy Shrews patented. I have a utility and a design patent universally across the world for this, the tiny turnip that dangles and it also snoops, which means it's gonna tell you. Oh, you got a groundhog or whistle pig, as they call them in Pennsylvania. You got any sort of critter or rodent. It's gonna snoop and it's gonna tell you. You go in. No. Can I get an amen? No more are we gonna wake up. Right. No more are we gonna wake up to desecrated gardens of all of our hard work. We got our tiny turnips, and now we can fight back. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my god, audience, what do you think about that delivery?
I'm an atheist, but I believe in that.
Nancy, I have a convert.
Nancy Shrew, well done. We are so happy to have you here on Goldfish Bowl. All right, now following that, this is hard for this person. We have our last guest, Lucas Mansfield.
Hello, I'm Lucas Mansfield.
Oh, Lucas!
I love you too, citizen.
Wow, Lucas. Welcome to Goldfish Bowl. Now, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from the capital city.
Wow. The capital. That's important.
I think I am. Thank you for noticing.
Now, Lucas, you think your product deserves to be turned into a commercial.
That's right.
And because it is, I do have to say, it's quite impressive, as
Thank
are
you.
All the other ones.
Thank you.
But yours is a loose pen that coughs.
That's right. It's a loose pen that coughs. You know, there's a need for this invention that frankly hasn't been met by any other product on the market. The problem is that sure, we may have a tight stylus that sneezes. We may even have adjacent pencils that wiggle, but we don't have
overdone
loose pens that cough. And frankly, my product, as you can see, is spontaneous. If you're in a conversation and you need to get out of the conversation, my pen will cough. In a variety of ranges, going from a simple clearing of the throat to, oh my goodness, I didn't realize there was a razor blade in that apple. Our pens are designed to flow freely. You just slide it in your shirt pocket and you know that when you need it, it will come right out. Why? Because it's loose. The other benefit of our pens is, unlike other writing utensils that do something else, ours can even write upside down.
Wow. Lucas, that is impressive. And I do enjoy your arguments against the stylists and the pencils and the pens out there already. They are so overdone. Don't you think, audience?
Yes. Thank you. Well, you know, I came up with this idea while having to fly at the height of the pandemic, realizing I didn't want to share a seat. How could I get a seat to my very own? Well, that's easy. All I needed was a device that would hack my way into first class. Nobody wanted to be near me because of the incessant coughing. So what happened? I got nothing but upgrades from here to Los Angeles.
Bravo!
Oops, excuse me, I had a cough.
Bravo, Lucas. What an ingenious invention and
well-deserving
of a commercial. Now, audience, special treat. We have one more person to introduce to you tonight, and it is Benjamin Cumberbean.
Hi, guys.
Benjamin
Cumberbean.
Yep.
Benjamin Cumberbean, I'm so glad that you were able to finally make some time to join our show.
Your show, yeah. Well, my clitoral.
You gross. Have a heavy magazine that twerks.
Super heavy. Yeah. When that sucker twerks, it's like a friggin' jet engine coming down your runway. Yeah. Best part is, holds magazines. Any kind. They can be like Ranger Rick. They can be like, all about the articles, like Playboy or something. And it just holds them all right there. And holds like three, I think. But yeah, like twerks up and down, just the back end. Mm-hmm. Front end, stable, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but the sucker is so heavy. Like, you need to keep it on your first floor. If you got a second floor in your house, don't put it up there. It's just going to loosen up the struts, the ruts, all that stuff. Give me the splits. So keep it on your first floor or your basement. Basement's okay. I know some people don't have them. So first floor's okay. So you do that. Now, you want to make sure you don't put the batteries in when you're taking it home for two reasons. One, you don't want to waste the battery. It's, eco crap or something. And two, you're going to think you're like pounding the bass or something. You're going to get pulled over due to a public disruption.
Oh, my.
And then by the time, police officer comes up, this happened to me like at least twice. Police officer comes up and he's like, can I have your license and registration, please? Where are your pants? And I'm like, here you go. And he tells me to cut the twerking out. I tell him it's not me, it's that. And I just take the battery out, it's fine. Actually, battery wore out, but it lasts for like 2 minutes. It's still a good product to have.
Amazing. Wow, sounds dangerous.
Only if you lick it.
That will be in the fine print. Audience, thank you for joining us tonight for Goldfish Bowl. We have six amazing products to turn into commercials. Tune into next week to see which one we chose, or none. Did I forget something?
Franklin, I need you in here now. Franklin, fetch me the first candidate. Dr. Ne'er-do-well will be back from his clinic. He wants the assistant hired first. Go, hurry. The court mandate was only for an hour.
All right, I'm gonna go get him. Hey, Leopold, I got Stephanie Birch Wallace.
Hello, Stephanie Birch Wallace. Please come in and sit down.
Yeah, have
Franklin,
a seat.
Franklin, thank you.
You're welcome, Leopold.
Now, Stephanie.
Yes.
Let me explain this position to you.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Ne'er-do-well is looking for a henchman.
Great.
We're going to run through some ideas and to test you out as a henchman. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, it says here in your resume that you were once the driver for Sister Chaos. That's interesting.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, I do drive standard and automatic, and I am proficient at an 18-wheeler.
Fantastic. Out of curiosity, how are you about death raids?
Death raids?
No, death rays. Death rays.
Oh, rays.
Yes.
Rays, like laser beams.
Well, that's where the problem come in. Yes, Dr. Ne'er-do-well's last henchman accidentally started shooting at swimming pools. Things got out of hand.
Well, as any proficient henchman would, I would just make sure that everything is labeled correctly. So I would make sure that the death ray is labeled death ray and not use it for that reason.
Okay, so get Dynamax labeler. All right. Could you explain to me why you left Sister Chaos?
Yes, you could say that it was a conflict of interest. See, as Dr. Ne'er-do-well, he never wants things to go, like, exactly well. Well, and that doesn't necessarily mean bad, it just means not well. Well, our Sister Chaos, she just wanted everything to just be chaotic and hectic all the time. And that was not a very conducive work environment for me.
Okay. Well, look, we have a couple more people we're going to interview, so why don't you grab a mint on the way out?
Okay,
leave your contact information with the receptionist.
Absolutely.
Our people will kill your people.
Okay.
I'll show you to the door.
Franklin. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Franklin.
Franklin, bring in the next victim.
Okay.
Sorry. Bring in the next candidate.
Nasty habit. All right.
Excuse me. I'm just here with the delivery. Order of 16 killer manta rays.
Yes. That's yes. Yes. This is the right place. Do you also should have 14 chocolate bars in that order?
Yeah, imported from England.
Yes, the British ones. They're the creamiest.
Excuse me, sir. This is supposed to be 2-day shipping, and we're on day 4 now.
Wait, yeah, 2 days or it's free, yes? Franklin, show him to the sharks!
Right this way.
Wait. You don't have to kill me. It looks like you guys are doing some sort of thing here, like an interview. Do you mind if I maybe try and get the position, and then you don't have to kill me? How about that?
Oh, yes. 2 days late is evil. Sit down.
Okay. According to your name tag says that you're Ted.
Ted, please. My apologies. I got caught up in my job. So tell me a little about yourself. You've been delivering for how long?
Not now, sharks. Not now.
Are these mints for guests or...
Oh, help yourself. Don't take the purple ones. Franklin, throw a minion to the sharks to cool them down. So tell us about your delivery. What do you like about your job?
I've never thought about that, to be honest. I can't say I like the job, but they do pay me and give me benefits and... Do you guys pay?
We pay, and we have a very, very comprehensive benefit package.
Yeah, could you walk me through kind of like the day-to-day, what I'd be doing?
Of course. Well, you would, of course, check in. You'd get cleared by security. On the Fridays, we have pizza. Occasionally, you would have coffee makers empty. We expect you to fill them back up. After the morning meeting, we go to the torture room. We go through a day of poking and prodding and torturing. Not each other, but our victims.
Is some sort of kink thing? Or?
No, it's just in the contract, you see. At about 3 p.m., we let you have lunch for 15 minutes. Why? Because everything in the cafeteria is cold, which is evil. And of course, you get every other Wednesday off.
You should have led with that. You should have buried the lead there. I'm in if you want me.
Oh, interesting. Well, let me put you through a scenario, and you tell me how you would react.
Sure.
Okay. We hand you a large glowing metal box to deliver to the police station down in the village. It's big and evil looking. You need to get it to the police station by 2 p.m. or bad things will happen. So here's the question. On your way there, you drive by and notice that beignets are on sale at the Dashentine. Oh. Do you stop and get yourself a beignet? Or do you deliver the package to the police station?
Okay, well, let me break this down for a minute. You guys seem evil, just based on kind of the vibes I'm picking up. And I want this job to get every other Wednesday off, and obviously the package of benefits. What's more evil, beignets or evil box at the police station? Beignets. I'm going with beignets. I'm going to stop and get beignets.
That was a trick question. The answer is you do both. Oh. Franklin, send in the next candidate. We'll definitely be in touch, though. You're definitely in the short list.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy your manta rays.
Bring in the last candidate, Franklin.
And I'm 5'10". It's average height.
So this is Sam. Yeah.
Sam, welcome to the interview. Help yourself to a mint. We have coffee on the side. Take a seat, please.
Don't eat the purple one.
Now, it says here in your resume that you were once a scoutmaster. I assume those are the evil scouts or regular scouts? Fill me in. You weren't clear here.
Well, that's actually a misspelling. It's actually a scalp master.
Scalp master?
Yes, that's correct. I was a master of scalping. I majored in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Majored in
Beta, Theta, Mi, Gamma.
No way!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh. I know, I'm humble brag.
Dr. Ne'er-the-Well's sister was in the same... This is amazing!
No way. Was she a sister of the sorority pants?
Yes, the one with the headless horseman.
Yes! No. Wow, small world. Small world.
Oh, this is great. This is... So I'm going to lay down a couple of questions. It says here... That you once fired lasers in anger. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I'm just going to lay it out on the line. I was really angry. I mean,
yes.
Really angry. And when I get really, really angry, I shoot lasers. Excuse me. Sorry. So, I mean, it's as simple as that.
I've been there. We've all been there. We've all had days like that. I know. Tell me about it. Just last week, I went to McDonald's, ordered the Big Mac. They didn't give me fries. I had to melt the location with the laser.
Oh, my God. It makes me so angry.
We've all been there. Look, here's the complicated question. You have the death ray.
Yes.
In the distance, you see the glint of water off a swimming pool. What do you do next?
Well, and I'm sure you have been in the same situation. Tell me you haven't, but you see the glimmer of a swimming pool off in the distance. But what you need to really pay attention to is what's around said swimming pool, right? Because if it's lava, nothing's going to happen, right? Am I right? But say it's the skyline with the Space Needle, the Statue of Liberty, the St. Louis Arc. I mean, any of those things, then I say, let her rip.
Sam, I'm sorry. We have to end this interview right now because, frankly, there's no reason to talk to another candidate you're hired. Franklin!
Oh, my God.
Feed the waiting room to the sharks.
My mom's going to be so proud.
Remember, we have Wednesdays off. Friday's a casual Friday. Pizza's on Saturday. Saturdays are optional.
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Ciampa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
Welcome to Hungarian Goulash Incorporated. Please sit down. I get you goulash. No, I'd say sit down. Sit. They put your bottom on the... Okay, good. Now you understand me. What can I get you?
I would like a,
okay, two balls of goulash! Two balls of goulash! You please come sit down.
Coming in hot with a sneaker on a hot tin roof.
Thank you, Johan! Okay.
Yeah.
You come sit down. Be welcome to Hungarian goulash. What'd I get you?
Excuse me, sir.
We're here together.
Yeah. You talk first. I'm nervous.
It's okay. It's all right. We are here together, obviously, and we're looking for the most romantic meal that you might have.
Oh, we have many options for romantic meals here.
Great.
We have Hungarian goulash with extra paprika. We have Hungarian goulash with no paprika, with extra paprika. And we have Hungarian goulash with a candle.
Candle?
Do you have a curried Hungarian goulash?
Yes, it's a goulash we leave out too long, it turns yellow.
Oh.
I'll take that.
Okay.
All right. You had Hungarian goulash with the other with the yellow.
Right, okay, so that's two leprechauns driving a limo.
All right, you with the face. What do you want to eat yours?
Yes. Do you have like a gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, basically ingredient-free option?
Yes, we have paprika-filled Hungarian goulash bowl.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That sounds good. What is pap? Pap?
So it is a
pap?
Old yellow bowl. Stained yellow. Red on the inside, okay. From decade-old paprika.
Okay.
We serve to you empty with smell of paprika in the air from other diners. $49.95, because it's health food.
Oh, it's health food. Okay. Sounds like it's worth every single penny. yeah, I'll have one of those with the paprika goulash.
All right, I order a special for Johanne! Empty bowl!
Right, we got a whistle pig chewing bark, hold the bark in a sauna.
There you go. All right.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Yes?
I'm really starving, and it's going to be much longer. I'd really like to get an appetizer, if I could.
Oh, we have many appetizers. We have Hungarian goulash. We have Hungarian goulash frozen. We have fried Hungarian goulash.
Oh.
We have chocolate Hungarian goulash without the chocolate. And we have red Hungarian goulash with extra paprika.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe some bread and some honey butter.
Hey, Johan! Hey, go to the dish and dine and steal their rolls!
Righto!
Oh, hey there, this is Car 26, just calling in. I've noticed kind of really long lines coming out of the Hungarian Goulash Incorporated. I just think maybe someone should swing by and check that out, eh?
Yeah, this is Car 34. I stopped in there about a week ago, and my fingers are still red. Come again.
Thank you, officers. I appreciate the update on the Hungarian goulash restaurant. They are a staple in this town, so I do not want you to be alarmed at all by the excessive lines going into the restaurant, because they are a staple in this town. But thank you for your assessment of the neighborhood.
Dispatch, this is Car 34, you say that they serve staples at the goulash place?
Well, if you are looking for staples, Car 34, I suggest that you check out the office store downtown. I was saying that the Hungarian goulash restaurant is a staple to Balderdash County. We all love it in this city.
Hey, dispatch. Dispatch, this is Trevor, former Segway cop, now on the blimp. I was just wondering, does the goulash place have a place where I can land my blimp? That goulash sounds mighty fantastic.
In fact, blimp officer, we do have a very large field right next to the Hungarian goulash restaurant. If I alert the respective cops nearby. They can halt traffic in order to make sure you can land your blimp.
Copy that, dispatch.
Hey, this is Car 49. I just want to say that Roderick and Broderick are over there. We can definitely hold off on the field for Blimpy Trevor there. Just want to say Roderick and I went over there to eat. We got some lunch over there. It's really good stuff. But I do have to say that Roderick's been having the, how do we say, goulashes for
Oh, hey, Car 26 here. We call those ghoul sloshes. Just wanted to throw that in there. Okay, bye-bye.
Dispatch, this is Car 34. The Car 26 just said that galoshes were hungry with staples in a field?
Yes, Car 36, that's precisely what happened.
All right, good. I was away from the car taking a leak off the side of the road. I just thought I picked up something. Okay, come again.
Thank you, Roderick and Broderick. If you can make sure that the street is clear outside of the high school so that Officer Trevor and the blimp can create a landing space.
Yeah, this car 49, no problem. We'll over there. Hey, Roderick, you doing okay? You need some napkins.
I just need another 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, we got that. No problem. Tell Trevor, come on down. Trevor, come on down.
Copy that. Trevor's on his way down. I just referred to myself in the third person. That's pretty awesome.
Hey guys, it's Boomer here. I just got a call in about some whistle pigs packing lasers coming out of the back alley of the goulash place. Checking in on that with my PT Cruiser, which of course backs out onto the field. I got eyes on the skies. We got the blimp, the dirigible in sight. I'll be on the eastern end here, making sure that Trevor makes a safe landing. I've been lasered. I'm down.
Laser's coming at me, Boomer! Help me out, Boomer! Ow!
I'm hit! I'm doing the best I can!
Blimp's coming down! Blimp is coming down! Dispatch, this is Car 34. We need to get Boomer and the Blimp near some lava.
Boomer and Blimp to the lava field! Dispatch approves!
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Hey, Ted. Hey, I hope you had a good vacation, man. I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
Ooh, Jerry. It's so good to see you in the flesh once again.
Yeah, you, I can't tell. Did you get any sun?
Oh, Jerry, I got so much sun. You wouldn't believe the amounts of sun I experienced.
Okay, cool.
Can you not tell?
Well,
look at my skin, Jerry.
I mean, you are wearing an awful lot of clothes on a warm day.
Yes.
So, I got our order in for a whole bunch of ghoul slosh, and I think we're going to make bank on it. It's going to go well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Jerry. I was worried about our business venture together.
Yeah, so he took 3 weeks off. Okay. So we've already had two online orders. And I think now that we're both in. Why don't we open up shop?
Let's greet our customer at the door as is customary, Jerry.
You are so good at that. I'm going to let you take this. I've been doing it for 3 weeks.
Okay, I'll take the lead.
Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
I'm new in
Welcome
town.
To Spirits and Spirits.
Great. This sounds like just the store that I need. I am looking for the perfect cocktail to serve at my spirited party this summer.
Well, let me introduce you to Jerry.
Oh, okay.
He's our cocktail master, aren't you, Jerry?
Oh, that I am, Ted. That I am. Thank you. And Hi. You set this
He's
up so
He's never met a cock he couldn't tell.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is, especially the fifth time you hear it in a day. So you're saying you're having a little shindig or something?
Yes, yes. I'm new in town, so it's just my way of like trying to meet my neighbors and, you know, welcome them into my home. And I just, you know, I wanna make sure that I'm serving like the perfect amount of like neighborhood charm while still, you know, showing off that I'm fun and exciting. So, you know, the fun, exciting cocktails that are also really normal in this area is kind of what I'm looking for.
Of course, of course. You know, this is something that I wouldn't say it's normal in this area, but it's definitely going to be in about 2 weeks. It's okay. called Ghoul Slosh. Yeah, it's a drink. It tastes okay. delicious. You ever had like a watermelon candy?
Yes.
That type of thing?
Oh my God, like I love that, watermelon candy.
Not quite as sweet, but it's okay. like that. And it allows somebody to be possessed by a spirit for about 5.5 minutes. So it doubles as a drink and a party trick.
I was gonna say, that sounds like the absolute best party trick. I'll take a couple gallons of that.
Gallons, sure, yeah, we can do that.
Great. Should I just put that order in and I'll come pick it up tomorrow before the party?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, okay,
I overheard you buying 1 gallon of Ghoul Slosh.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to come across as someone trying to upsell you, but you will need some ghouls in order to be possessed by the Ghoul Slosh.
Oh my gosh.
We have quite the selection in our basement. Would you like to view our spirits?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever will make this party the best party that it can be.
Great. Accompany me into our spooky basement.
And here is a little sample of our Ghoul Slosh.
Oh.
Please enjoy.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so I'm just going to follow you down the stairs.
Yeah, yes, come on down.
All right, I'm still holding my little cup here.
Oh, yes. First up, we have the original mayor of Balderdash County himself. It's Phil Spector.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Phil, come on out. Come possess this woman.
I think I'm supposed to drink this first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
So,
I rushed ahead.
Yeah, I'm just gonna drink this and then Phil's gonna become a part. Okay, I'm going.
Chug,
okay, one,
chug,
two,
chug,
three.
Chug,
look,
chug.
Look, look, look. Wowee! Oh my god! Okay, woo! I feel something inside of my body. It's feeling pretty spooky.
Hello.
Oh yes, the possession has begun.
I, my name is Phil Spector, and I am the original mayor of this fine town. 200 years ago, I settled here, and I became mayor.
Jerry, ask the lady/Phil only a question Phil would know just to prove it's working.
Phil.
Yes.
Where is that Balderdash time capsule?
The Balderdash time capsule is beneath the swimming pool.
I knew it!
Oh my god, you guys, what just happened? I'm like really,
Nothing.
Really thirsty and what is, I?
Oh, you're thirsty?
This is a weird
We
thing.
Have something just for that.
Okay.
It's actually something, sometimes you get a Ghoul Slosh hangover. So
oh,
all
okay.
you need to do is have some of this.
It's called Shock the Monkey.
Yeah.
It is. Shock the Monkey.
Yep, and don't chew on the hairs. Just swallow it right on down.
Oh, it's really thick.
Yes, it is.
Really thick. Okay, but you're right. I do feel better. I'm probably going to need some of that for the party also.
So you got a gallon of ghoul slosh, yeah. One Phil Spector ghoul, and some... Crap, I forgot the name of our own product. Spank the Monkey.
Shock the Monkey.
Shock the Monkey.
Yes.
Jared. Shock the Monkey. I'm so sorry. You've been away for three weeks, man. Man, I missed you. All right. And so, yeah, I'll have this all wrapped up for you. You want to come back tomorrow, say around
2 p.m.?
Noonish? 2 p.m. Yeah. 2 p.m. Is what I was thinking.
Sometime between noon and 2.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm just going to go take myself back up these creepy stairs and exit.
That sounds
okay.
Good.
Enjoy your booze.
Look out for the tripwire.
Hey, hello. Dad, you in here?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, hey. In the basement? Oh.
Yep. Come on down.
Oh, dude, awesome.
Hey, Ted, look, you know, I'm trying to get together with my wife, ex-wife, Tathita Sheath, and I know I ordered that haunted suit in the heart-shaped box. I was hoping it came in. Do you have any of that?
I'll let Jerry take this one, Jerry.
All right. Hey, Jerry, you know, listen, I did that ghoul slosh 2 weeks ago. Man, it hurt, dude. Reminded me of this one time in Paris. I was in the necropolis, right? And I'm looking around thinking to myself, dude, if I could only, like, be possessed in here, it would be the greatest thing ever. Good story, man. Good story. Anyway, I took some of that Shock the Monkey, you know, and all I'm saying is that it made me want to rat the rat, you know what I'm saying? You know, like Ape the Ape, you know? Shock the Monkey, dude. Now, what would pair well with this suit in a box?
What would pair well with it is a nice pear flavored... Pear-flavored necroplasmistics.
Dude, impossible to pronounce. Good to get together with a woman. I enjoy that. Yeah. You know, this one time in Singapore, I ordered this drink. They mumbled something. I thought it was this exotic thing, like something to pronounce. Eventually, I figured it out. Guy couldn't say Budweiser.
Oh, I mean, I could get you some Budweiser.
Nah, Tathita, she's exotic, man. You know, she's been places like Georgia, dude. The peach is good. Let's go with that.
All right. Perfect. I'll get this rung up for you. Do you want to do the transaction down here in the basement or upstairs?
No, we'll do it upstairs.
Light?
Ted, when that suit, haunted suit in the heart-shaped box comes in, why don't you just send it over to the studio, all right? Dude, thanks, man. I love this place. I love
anything
it.
Anything for you, my friend. You're going to turn Tathita Sheath into Tathita Sheet. Because she's going to be spooked like a ghost.
Hopefully. Man, this one time in London talking about sheets, I was there with Led Zeppelin. Next thing you know, these groupies come up. They're like, hey, I want a Misty Mountain, your hop. You know what I'm saying, man? Next thing I know, boom, sheets are everywhere. All right. Awesome, dudes. I'll catch you later.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved. Go Dashers!